This Week in the Civil War, on Saturday, July 18, 1863, 6,000 Union troops, led by the 54th Massachusetts Colony Infantry, frontally assaulted Battery Wagner on Morris Island in Charleston Harbor and its 1,785 Confederate defenders. The attack was foolhardy. The attackers had to traverse open ground for several hundred yards under enemy fire even before they could reach Wagner. One small angle in the earthwork fort was seized momentarily, but by evening the attack had been successfully repulsed, with massive federal casualties. Union losses totaled 1,515 dead, wounded, or missing, compared to only 174 Confederate casualties. In the face of such losses, the Union military quickly began a siege of Charleston, featuring heavy batteries including the huge Swamp Angel, capable of firing a 200-pound shot, which would hopefully blast Charleston's defenses into submission. This Week in the Civil War is presented by Texas Public Radio and the History Department of Shriner University.